بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. The topic under discussion is the weeping of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, weeping upon the death of a person. أم المؤمنين سيدة عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم kissed Sayyiduna Uthman ibn Mad'un radiyallahu ta'ala anhu after he passed away, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was weeping due to his demise. Note, Mulla Liqari rahimahumullah has written that Sayyiduna Uthman ibn Mad'un radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's foster brother. He was amongst the early Muslims and therefore migrated to Abyssinia as well as to Madina Tayyibah. He participated in the Battle of Badr, and he was the first amongst the Muhajireen to pass away in Madina Munawwara. He was a devout and aesthetic worshipper of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Other narrations mention that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed him between the eyes. This hadith asserts that weeping upon the death of a beloved or dear one is sanctioned by the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he attended the funeral of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak daughter, Sayyida Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He narrated that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seated at the grave and he was weeping. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed son, Sayyiduna Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at the home of the wet nurse. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took Ibrahim in his Mubarak arms, kissed him, sniffed the natural fragrance of his young body. Ibrahim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was then overtaken with the pangs of death, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes began to tear. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, "Indeed the eyes are weeping and the heart is grieved, and we do not utter except that which pleases our Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Due to your separation, O Ibrahim, we are certainly grieved." May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.